Hi, Wes. What's on your mind, sir?
I have been recently diagnosed with renal artery stenosis, and they, of course, want to put stents in, and I ask them, is there a chance that chelation could help? And, of course, they say, no, absolutely not. My naturopath thinks otherwise. I wanted your opinion.
Okay. Do you happen to have type 2 diabetes in your family, sir?
No.
Okay. The reason I asked is that there was a big old, even government-funded study on chelation therapy and helping to clear arteries in general. This wasn't specific to renal. And what it found, it was more likely to work in people who were members of families who had type 2 diabetes. That's why I asked. They did not report it doesn't work at all in people who don't have that family history, but it doesn't work as well as in folks with type 2 diabetes in their families. Now, there's a second thing, though, sir. Stenosis usually means that there's a bunch of plaque in the artery. Now, it could mean that somebody stomped on the artery, and that would stenose it, which just means shut it. But I sort of doubt that happened. So you might want to verify, a doctor who diagnosed this, does that mean that there's a bunch of plaque in there, you know, the cholesterol accumulation, that sort of stuff? And if it does happen to mean that, then there are two things a person can do that have been shown in research, overseas, of course, but still research, to reduce the amount of plaque in our arteries. And I know that works because I've been working with those things ever since the research came out, which was, my goodness, back in the last century. Not that far back in the last century, but back then. And what those two things are vitamin K, and the other one is tocotrienols. Now, you probably know that tocotrienols are half of the vitamin E family. There's tocopherols and there's tocotrienols, and they're all, in both cases, it's alpha, beta, delta, gamma. And yes, the delta and the gamma are the strongest ones, but there should be some alpha, beta in there too. They all do work together. So what I've asked people to do now for, good grief, maybe 20 years since the research came out, is to use three of the tocotrienols in little teeny capsules. They're small buggers, twice a day. Swallow them down three twice a day. And it got to be the mixed tocotrienols with the alpha, beta, delta, gamma. And then the vitamin K, there are more important and less important forms of vitamin K, but the company that makes the one that I found works the best is Life Extension Foundation, or LEF, and that's at the Tama Dispensary. It's online. It's at your local store. And insofar as the mixed tocotrienols, the company is AC Grace. And no, I do not at all work for either of these companies, nor do they give me any money or anything else. I just have found that they work best over time. So it's three of the vitamin Ks twice a day and three of the tocotrienols twice a day, and that's quite a bit, sir, I realize, of capsule swallowing. But one of the people who proved to me that it works was an engineer. Engineers are good at proving things. I've mentioned this before, but he had his carotid arteries scanned, and in this case, it's up in the neck, and there was a lot of plaque in there. It was over 40% on both sides, although only a little bit over on one side. He did that protocol, and he did it for a year, and then, being an engineer, he went and got his carotid arteries scanned 1 year to the day from his last scan, and he had a significant reduction in the plaque on both sides. It wasn't totally eliminated. I'm not ever going to claim that, but it was significant reduction, sir. So he just kept it up.
Excellent.
So,
thank you.
Talk to your naturopathic doctor about that, sir. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll implement that right away.
All
thank
right.
you.
You're welcome, sir.